Hey, welcome back. Today's episode is about something almost everyone wants to improve, but very few people feel they can maintain long-term: wellness habits. And right at the beginning, I want to make something very clear. Wellness is not about doing everything perfectly. It's not about having an ideal routine or waking up at the right time or following some flawless system you saw online. In real life, wellness is much simpler and much more forgiving. It's about what you do repeatedly, especially on the days when you don't feel motivated, because motivation is unreliable. Life is unpredictable, but habits, small, realistic habits, can carry you through both. So instead of trying to redesign your entire lifestyle today, let's focus on something more practical: building a foundation that actually lasts. Morning habits, how your day quietly begins. Let's start with mornings, not because mornings are magical, but because they often set the tone for everything that follows. Think about the first 10 to 20 minutes of your day. For a lot of people, it looks like grabbing a phone, scrolling, checking messages, maybe jumping straight into information overload. And the problem isn't the phone itself, it's the speed of it. Your brain goes from zero to fully stimulated instantly. Now compare that to a slower start: drinking water, sitting up for a moment, opening a window, feeling natural light, maybe just giving yourself a few minutes before you engage with the world. Nothing dramatic, nothing complicated, but the difference is in pacing. When you start your day slowly, you give your nervous system a chance to settle into wakefulness instead of being pulled into reaction mode immediately. And over time, that can change how the entire day feels. Not because mornings are perfect, but because they're intentional. Movement, designing energy instead of chasing fitness. Now let's talk about movement. When people think about wellness, they often jump straight to structured exercise routines, gym programs, training schedules, high discipline. But most people don't need more intensity. They need more consistency. And sometimes consistency looks like walking. Not a performance, not a challenge, just movement. Walking is one of the simplest and most effective ways to support both physical and mental health. It helps circulation, digestion, stress regulation, and even thinking clarity. You know that feeling when you're stuck on a problem and then you go for a walk and suddenly things feel more organized in your head? That's not random. That's your brain processing differently when your body is in motion. The key idea here is this: you don't need to work out perfectly. You just need to move regularly. Even small patterns matter. A short walk after meals, standing up between long periods of sitting, taking stairs instead of elevators when possible. These aren't dramatic changes, but wellness rarely comes from drama. It comes from repetition over time. Food, shifting from control to awareness. Now let's talk about nutrition, and I want to keep this very grounded because food advice often becomes overwhelming very quickly. There are endless rules, trends, restrictions, and opinions about what you should or shouldn't eat. But most people don't need more rules. They need more awareness. Instead of thinking about food as something you have to control perfectly, it can be more helpful to think of it as feedback. How does your body respond? What gives you steady energy? What makes you feel sluggish afterward? What keeps you full and focused? This isn't about labeling foods as good or bad. It's about noticing patterns over time. And one of the most important parts of sustainable nutrition is flexibility. Because if your approach to food becomes too rigid, it usually doesn't last. Real wellness includes enjoyment, social connection, and variety. It's not about eliminating everything you like. It's about building a pattern that supports how you want to feel most of the time. Sleep, the habit that controls everything else. Now let's talk about something that quietly influences almost every part of your life: sleep. Sleep affects mood, energy, focus, appetite, emotional regulation, basically everything. And yet, it's often the first thing people compromise when life gets busy. The challenge is that sleep debt doesn't show up immediately. It builds gradually. And then, suddenly, everything feels harder than it should. One of the most helpful changes you can make is consistency. Not perfection, consistency. Going to bed and waking up at similar times helps your internal rhythm stabilize. Your body likes patterns. It functions better when it knows what to expect. Another important piece is wind down time, because sleep doesn't begin the moment you close your eyes. It begins earlier, when you start reducing stimulation. That might mean dimming lights, stepping away from screens, or doing something repetitive and calming. Think of it as transitioning your mind, not shutting it off. The smoother that transition is, the better your sleep tends to be. Mental wellness. Noticing instead of fixing. Now let's shift into mental wellness, because being physically healthy doesn't automatically mean you feel mentally balanced. One of the simplest but most powerful habits you can build is awareness, not control, awareness. A quick check-in with yourself during the day can change how you relate to your experiences. Something as simple as, how am I feeling right now? Most people don't ask that question often enough. They stay busy, distracted, or reactive. But when you pause, even briefly, you start noticing patterns. You notice when your energy drops. You notice when stress builds. You notice what environments affect your mood. And once you notice those things, you can actually respond to them more intentionally. Sometimes awareness alone is enough to create change, because you can't adjust what you don't see. Boundaries, the hidden foundation of wellness. Now let's talk about something that doesn't always get included in wellness conversations, but probably should. Boundaries. Because you can have good sleep, decent nutrition, and regular movement, but if your time and energy are constantly stretched beyond your capacity, it becomes very difficult to feel balanced. Boundaries are not about distance from people. They're about protection of energy. They define what you allow into your attention, your schedule, and your mental space. That might mean saying no more often. It might mean limiting certain commitments. It might mean creating moments in your day that are actually yours, not filled with input or obligation. And yes, this can feel uncomfortable at first, especially if you're used to being available all the time or saying yes by default. But without boundaries, consistency becomes nearly impossible because everything else depends on having enough space to actually maintain your habits. Bringing it all together. So let's zoom out for a moment. We've talked about mornings, movement, food, sleep, mental wellness, and boundaries. And if it feels like a lot, here's the simple thread connecting it all. You don't need more things to do. You need fewer things done more consistently. That might look like a short daily walk, a more intentional morning, a consistent bedtime, or just checking in with yourself once a day. That's enough to start. Because wellness doesn't come from intensity, it comes from repetition over time. And repetition doesn't need to be perfect, it just needs to continue. Even after breaks, even after difficult days, even when things aren't going well. Closing thought. If there's one idea I want you to take from this episode, it's this. Wellness is not a destination you reach. It's a set of small decisions you return to, again and again, in ordinary moments. And over time, those small decisions shape how you feel, how you think, and how you move through your life. Not all at once, but slowly, quietly, consistently. Soft outro music fades in. Thanks for listening. And if this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who might be trying to do too much at once. Until next time, take care of yourself and keep things simple.